Hey guys, ready?
Yep, good.
Coming up.
WTIP successfully rebuilt its main antenna earlier this week at the station's tower above Grand Marais. WTIP's engineer, Jeff Nimitz, worked with the tower crew to bring the antenna down, clean and replace necessary parts, and put it back up. At 350 feet tall, rebuilding the tower's antenna was no small feat.
I mean, when it comes down to the work that we did, it's really not that much. But you got to get the antenna off the tower, which is a huge job, and then get it back up. So the work involved in the cleaning is fairly minimal compared to just getting the antenna off and back on.
Jeff says it helps to work with a good tower crew.
Hi, my name is Randy Hagelin, and I own a company called Alternative Communications of Duluth, Inc., and we're tower monkeys.
According to Jeff, Randy and his crew are real experts when it comes to tower work.
Most tower crews that you work with, they're basically construction people. They work with parts and they hook them up and connect them together and then they're done. But to have a guy that knows radio and the business and how electronics works and all that, and it's been great to have him doing this job.
Randy tinkers with radio equipment in his spare time.
How did you learn about all this?
Well, that's a good question. We're radio geeks.
Oh, he claims he's a professional. But
actually, you know what? I started as a ham radio operator. So, you know, some people are painters, some people are this or that, you know, but I was kind of a radio geek.
Are you sending an O-ring down to
him? And so I just naturally took an interest in broadcast and transmitters. So I've been doing that all my life.
While Randy and his crew like to joke around, the job is dangerous.
If you come to work with in a bad mood or something on your mind, that can be dangerous. You know, you're not paying attention. If you drop a wrench, like a small open-end wrench from 100 feet, if you hit somebody in the head, you're going to kill them. Things falling off the tower are very dangerous. We call it the dead zone or the kill zone. So we try to stay out of that kill zone, which is probably 50 feet radius of the tower. The wind can be very trying. On a windy day, the tower shakes, and you're up 300-400 feet. The tower's shaking. If you're two or three feet up away from your partner, you have to yell at him because he can't hear you. And it's nerve-wracking, and it basically mentally drains you. So there's some days the tower business is really, you have fun, you goof off like today, and there's some days that it's pretty much hell. You know, you're trying to get the job done, and everything's going wrong. So there's the good days and bad days.
Fortunately, the WTIP antenna rebuild went off without a hitch. For WTIP, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.